Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. And today we continue in the book of Genesis with Genesis chapters 46 and 47. And this again is from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, as I have here. So we begin with a short prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin in Genesis chapter 46. Then Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifice unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in a vision by night, saying, Jacob, Jacob, who answered, I am here. Then he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their children, and their wives in the chariots, which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, both Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, even Jacob and his sons: Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok and Phallu, and Hezron and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Yemuel, and Yamin, and Ohad, and Yakin, and Zohar, and Sholiu, son of a Canaanitish woman. Also ye sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Also the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zerah. But and Onan died in ye land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. Also the sons of Issachar, Tola and Phuah, and Job and Shimron. Also the sons of Zebulun, Sered and Elon and Yalil. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Paran Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and daughters were 33. Also the sons of Gad, Ziphion and Hagi, Shuni and Esbon, Eri, and Arodi and Areli. Also the sons of Asher, Yimnah, and Ishua and Iswai, and Beriah, and Sirah their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. These are ye children of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, prince of On, bare unto him. Also ye sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher and Ashbel, Gerah and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Mupim and Hupim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born unto Jacob, 14 sons in all. Also the sons of Dan, Hushim. Also the sons of Naphtali, Yazil, and Guni, and Yezer, and Shilim. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these to Jacob in all 7 souls. All the souls that came with Jacob unto Egypt, which came out of his loins, beside Jacob's sons' wives, were in the whole 66 souls. Also the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls, so that all the souls of ye house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. Then he sent Judah before him unto Yosef to direct his way unto Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Yosef made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet Israel his father, and presented himself unto him, and fell on his neck, and wept upon his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Yosef, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, and that thou art yet alive. Then Yosef said to his brethren and to his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and tell him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, and because they are shepherds, they have brought their sheep and their cattle, and all yet they have. And if Pharaoh call you and ask you, What is your trade? Then you shall say, Thy servants are men occupied about cattle, from our childhood even unto this time, both we and our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every sheepkeeper is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47. Then came Yosef and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brethren, and their sheep and their cattle, and all yet they have, are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And Joseph took part of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your trade? And they answered Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn in your land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for their sheep, so sore is the famine in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then spake Pharaoh to Yosef, saying, Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In ye best place of the land make thy father and thy brethren dwell, let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if thou knowest that there be men of activity among them, make them rulers over my cattle. Yosef also brought Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob saluted Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The whole time of my pilgrimage is 130 years. Few and evil have the days of my life been, and I have not attained unto the years of the life of my fathers in ye days of their pilgrimages. And Jacob took leave of Pharaoh, and departed from ye presence of Pharaoh. And Yosef placed his father and his brethren, and gave them possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, even in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Yosef nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread, even to the young children. Now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was exceeding sore, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were famished by the reason of ye famine. And Yosef gathered all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought, and Yosef laid up the money in Pharaoh's house. So when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, then all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, Give us bread, for why should we die before thee, for our money is spent? Then said Yosef, Bring your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if your money be spent. So they brought their cattle unto Yosef, and Yosef gave them bread for the horses, and for the flocks of sheep, and for the herds of cattle, and for the asses. So he fed them with bread for all their cattle that year. But when the year was ended, they came unto him the next year, and said unto him, We will not hide from my lord, that since our money was spent, and my lord hath the herds of the cattle, there is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our ground. Why shall we perish in thy sight, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be bond to Pharaoh. Therefore give us seed, yet we may live and not die, and that the land go not to waste. So Yosef bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For ye Egyptians sold every man his ground, because the famine was sore upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And he removed the people unto the cities from one side of Egypt even to the other. Only the land of the priests bought he not, for the priests had an ordinary of Pharaoh. And they did not, rather they did eat their ordinary, which Pharaoh gave them, wherefore they sold not their ground. Then Yosef said unto the people, Behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you. Sow therefore the ground. And of the increase you shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be yours for the seed of the field, and for your meat, and for them of your household, and for your children to eat. Then they answered, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. Then Yosef made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which was not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelled in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had their possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Moreover, Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so that the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Now when the time drew near, Israel must die. He called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If I have now found grace in thy sight, put thine hand now under my thigh, and deal mercifully and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But when I shall sleep with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burial. And he answered, I will do as thou hast said. Then he said, Swear unto me. And he sware unto him. And Israel worshipped toward the bed's head. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. This has been Yea, the Bible Saith This. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. We will finish the book of Genesis tomorrow. Please join me then.